This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike.
And this is Tim.
And we're from Mike and Tim Visit Earth, and we have a very special announcement. December 18th at 8 p.m., we are doing our very first live podcast.
You've never seen anything like this. You have no idea what's in store. I'm going to be smashing my face in bread. My ex-girlfriends are going to be fighting for my love. It's going to be ridiculous.
There's going to be a lot of glitz, a lot of glamour, and it's all going to take place at Stand Up New York Comedy Club on the Upper West Side. Again, that's December 18th, 8 p.m. Holy shit, this is going to be a New York Times article level of explosives.
We'll see you there. That's 37 seconds.
Perfect.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Yeah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me.
Hey, folks! It's time for another cartoon.
Same bat channel, same bat network, or whatever it is. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, Batman.
Yes.
I remember him well.
60s. He's out west.
He's had a big resurgence in the last 30 years.
That's right. He's one of those, he's cool again, or one of the, you know, it's cool because he's not cool things.
Yeah, I think it was like, it got cool, then it got uncool.
Right.
And then Christopher Nolan made it re-cool, but now it's getting uncool again. The Affleck with the tiny ears.
Oh, yeah.
I think we talked about that. The Nolan movies seemed like these cool, weird, almost realistically movies.
Dark.
Dark and fun, but now they got this weird thing that's like physically dark.
Right.
There's like Superman where like it's shot on like a green screen and a CG dick. And
everybody's got to get hotter and hotter. Like Superman now is a sexy bitch. He's so hot.
But I think Reeves was hot then. It's just the times.
Was he?
I think he was
so
a hot
daddy,
guy.
But maybe I was a kid.
People are into handicapped people.
Yeah, I guess so. He was a horseman. Equestrian.
I got a real thing going on here.
Yeah, we're all covered in jizz.
A lingering cough. Because you get sick for 2 days and you think, hey, I'm through the worst of it. Mm-hmm. But then this cough just, it sits. And it's worse in the morning and late at night.
Yes.
Bookend. I call it a bookend cough.
Aha. Uh-huh. Bookend. I
never made it to the end of a book.
During the middle of the day, you're clean. You're healthier.
Feel good. I mean, this is the middle of the day, but I just woke up, you know, 10 minutes ago.
Me too.
Is one of those, we're doing a nooner here, a noon recording.
Oh, yeah, high noon.
And I give myself an hour to get here. So I woke up at 10:45, jumped in the shower, left with no pants, got here, and I've been awake for 45 minutes, and here we go.
Well, how about this? I've been on a real kick lately, thrill-seeking.
Oh, really?
I haven't bought a Metro card in like a month, and
what?
I've been jumping turnstiles left and right.
Why are you doing that?
It's a rush.
Oh, wow, that's fine. You can get a hefty ticket, though.
I know. I'm nervous. I jumped it today in front of the lady in the booth, and the door was open in the car. It was like Indiana Jones. I jumped it, and she went, and the door's closed.
Oh, da-da-da-da,
ba-ba-doo. I dropped my fedora. I left it.
Was that a fedora he was wearing?
What else do you call it?
Might have been a derby?
No.
Well, I like saying derby. No, I think that's just an Indiana Jones hat.
Maybe. No, it's got to have a name.
But then it must have been a...
It's like Lou Gehrig's disease. What floppy, do they call it?
Floppy hat?
Floppy disk.
Shit.
Hard drive?
Hargrave? No, Cartwright.
Hogwarts? I don't know. What do you got there,
Shellfish?
I got some
of those. Here we go, Shell.
Fedora.
Aha!
Ah, that's a fedora. Interesting.
Somehow, that's like an acceptable... Not acceptable, but like... You could see an old man wearing that who's like got a safari or something.
Yeah, old men can wear things.
But now it's some douche who visits New York. He's got a soul patch and a e-cig.
Visits? He moved to Williamsburg. Williamsburg, it's all fedoras.
You think?
Sarah has a system. She goes, this is a four fedora show.
Oh,
I like
that.
Counts the fedoras in the show.
That's a bad show.
That's a bad show. But I think the old guys, they get away with it because you just assume they had it on in the 20s.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Old people now, they were 30 in the 80s.
Right.
The times have changed.
Oh, big change.
Like you see a 60-year-old guy, he was, he was cooking in the 90s.
Yeah, pre-AIDS with the Coke.
What?
Huh? Well, I'm saying in the 80s, they didn't worry about AIDS then.
Oh, no. I don't see how one has to do with the other, but yeah, for sure, we can swing to that topic.
Well, I'm saying in the 30s, if you're just living up no AIDS, that's a whole different lifestyle.
Right. Well, you didn't even know about AIDS back then. No one had fucked the monkey yet.
Right. I'm just saying, that's got to be very freeing. I worry about AIDS every week.
See, I don't worry about AIDS anymore because, well, I mean, I only have sex with my wife between you, me, and the table. But,
well, same here.
But
I only fuck your wife.
But AIDS, I think the straight white gentlemen don't get it, as we've talked about.
That's true. I went and got an AIDS test in L.A. Remember that when I called you? I was like, I got AIDS. I know it.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was
yeah.
Fun.
You really talked me off a ledge, which was very nice. I was in a CVS going up and down the aisles going, I know I got the HIV. And you were like, herpes maybe, but not AIDS.
Bobby Kelly's calling me.
Oh, that's not good.
Can we answer? Can we do a thing where we stick it in the mic?
Oh, do that.
Does that happen?
He does that.
All right, I'm going to do it. Here it comes. Robert, I'm pulling a Bobby. You're on the podcast.
Put it on speaker, you weirdo.
Oh, I got to put it on speaker. You're on Tuesdays with Stories.
Last time I was on the podcast, it didn't go so well.
Yeah, you didn't do well.
You made fun of us.
Well, it was really a clusterfuck of a thing. You had me on a small stage with a guy with no shirt.
Ah, yes, the Tuesdays way.
Shelby. Well, anyways, what's shaking there, Bob?
Well, I'm having both of you guys on my show today.
Yep.
But nobody knows that it's a surprise. You're the surprise guest. Is this live?
This isn't live. No, no. We're going to edit this whole thing out.
Oh, good. Wait a minute. What?
Wait, Joe's the guest? That's it?
I'm surprising.
Yeah, who did you think it was, Mark?
I thought it was Louis.
Yeah, it was Louis. No, it's not. People think it's Louis for some reason. Maybe because we on the silhouette we use the fat guy.
Uh-huh. You got a Hitchcock.
But I'm calling today to tell you, do you have a dress shirt on?
I don't.
Damn it.
Why?
Because we're going to the Grand Havana Room after the show.
Ooh. Oh.
But you need a dress shirt and a pair of shoes.
Oh, I don't have either.
Well, can we get you a little quick one?
We could try. I mean, who's paying for it?
Well, how much is it going to cost?
You can go to a thrift store.
A pair of shoes is going to be $100 minimum.
No, well, not that, though. You get $20 shoes at fucking Payless.
That's not bad. You get some black shoes.
Yeah, you get your $20. You can use them as your cigar shoes.
All right, who's going?
I'm meeting my friend Mo up there, but you got to kind of—it's the Grand Havana Room, dude. It's big stuff for me and you.
I don't want to hang out with Mo.
Why?
All right, we'll talk about this. I gotta go do the show. We'll talk. We'll figure this out.
What about Curly?
I need a button-down shirt that doesn't need to button, just buttons on it, and dress shoes, or as close as you can get to dress shoes.
I know, but I don't want to hang out with Mo. I want to hang out with you. Mo stinks.
Hanging out with me. You don't even know Mo is.
I don't like meeting Mo's.
You are a Mo.
No, it's Joe, you dum-dum. Joe.
No, well, Mo, when I was a kid, that's what we called the little, little boys that were a little off. Fucking Mo.
I can't take any Mo of this.
Homo. Homo. Yeah, I got to go.
I can see why the other one didn't go well, the live.
Dress shoes.
I don't know. All right, we'll figure this out, maybe. I'm going to have to do it another day. I'm scared of Mo.
No.
My wife's got the day off. I thought we were just hanging, you and me.
We are hanging. We're going to hang in the Grand Havana Room.
I'm not going to get along with Mo. I already know it. I Mo it.
You've already met him. You've already hung out with him. You love him.
The big crazy guy?
He's not crazy. Why is he crazy?
He's dark and huge. I don't know. Excuse me.
Is he Samoan?
No, he's Muslim.
Oh, my God. What are you, crazy? I gotta go. I'll call you back.
Alright. Alright, I'll see you guys in a little while.
Alright, I'll call you back.
Jeez, thanks for the invite, by the way. Good lord, I'm right here.
It's brutal. I don't wanna hang out with Mo.
I hate Mo.
I hate these people that just bring you into another hang.
Yeah, I don't wanna hang out with Moslem.
I mean, Mo might be a great guy. He might be a homo. I don't know,
sure.
But Who these people? They go, hey, not these people. I mean, he's a dear friend. I love the guy. But this, we'll hang out after the show. And I go, great, I can't wait. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I got to buy shoes and a shirt and hang out with Mo.
I know. Who is this Sizzlack? I don't like it.
I never do that to you.
No, please don't. I don't hang out with anybody.
I got a good group I like.
Yeah. Now you got to sit there. How are you doing, Mo? What do you do? How was work? You gay? That's
I know.
Too much.
And then I'm nervous. What if he's on the inside? What if I go, hey, boy, I was hanging out with Louie and
right.
we, you know,
and
fucking.
Goes, oh, that piece of shit. He deserves to fry.
And now, my God, jeez.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's raised. Maybe he hates Jews. He's a Muzz. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
I like Muzz. Jews.
I like Jew and Muzz.
I like a couple of Muzzes.
Yeah.
Who's the one? Chappelle and Mo. Oh, is it that Mo?
Who? Oh, Mo Ammer.
Maybe it's a Mo Ammer.
Oh, he's a good guy.
That's a Muslim Mo.
Yes,
I
it's
love
probably Mo.
Maybe it's Mo Ammer.
All right, you're back in.
Okay, I'll go to the room.
All right, that's the key. You got to know the Muzz.
I got to know the Mo.
Yeah.
And I don't want to buy these shoes either.
Yeah, that's a little kooky.
A dress shirt and shoes is $300.
I mean, you can go to my place. I can give you some black shoes. We'll cut the back off of them.
Maybe I'll paint my Asics.
That's not bad.
You don't cut the back off. You cut the front off.
Either way. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
The heel's the heel. You can't have the back.
You can pop out of a heel.
The heel doesn't stick out. The heel ends where the leg ends. There's no heel that sticks out. What do you got, burn spurs?
I think if you give a little heel a little hole, it gives you an inch or two.
Not an inch, maybe a half.
Well, what are you, a size, what, 11?
A quarter of an inch. I'm a 10 and a half.
I'm a 10 and a half.
All right.
All right, borrow the church shoes.
Well, what if you want to come? Maybe you wear one shoe, I'll wear the other.
I hate Mo.
I don't like Mo either. It's probably not Mo Omer. I think it's this other Mo.
It sounds like Mo. Muslim Mo, a comedian, cigar.
He didn't say comedian.
He didn't say comedian.
This
but he...
is Muslim Mo, cigar entrepreneur, I think.
Oh, I don't want to hang out with an entrepreneur.
He was a good guy, too, but he's quiet, and I get nervous.
And you can't get in anything. You can't talk about comedy in-depthly.
I know, and I keep doing it, and I'll start having a conversation. I forget where we were. Maybe it was you and I. And you start having a conversation, then all of a sudden, there's like, two pairs of eyes. I'm like, I don't know who these guys are.
Yeah. I was talking to Bobby Kelly last night, and Jim Tooze is sitting there. I'm like, can I say this in front of Tooze? I like the guy, but he might have a blog.
Tooze is good.
All right, just checking.
Tooze is great. That guy is a great comic, by the
way. Good writer. Good egg. Good dude.
Yeah, really funny. Check out Jim Tooze.
Sold a book.
Yeah, he's got a book.
Bestseller, New York Times.
Cats.
Yeah, bought one for the lady.
Barry Katz.
Mm.
Louis Katz.
Mm.
There's two Louis Katz. Louis Katz comedian, Louis Katz doctor.
Katz deli.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. You used to live there.
Yes. Cats on Broadway. All right. So what's cooking? How
I don't
you
know.
Been?
We got to shake off the phone call.
Yeah, that Bobby Kelly really weighed us down.
Oh, boy. I'm dying. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm going to get tweets saying, hey, stop coughing, you fucking cunt.
Well, hey, we're dying here, but we're doing it for you folks. We're bringing it in.
We care. By the way, I was thinking about this once a week for 4+ years. That's something.
That's a lot of jokes.
I mean, we don't even think about taking a week off, folks.
No, never. It's you know how many gooks we've given you?
We're maybe a couple weeks we'll take a break.
No,
no. All right, I got a couple things, but I got little things here, so we might have to do a lot of filling in.
I love filling in.
All right. Well, last night, this is sweet and sad. Tell me what emotions and feelings this brings to you.
Ooh.
Because we got to get into our emotions and feelings, and
do
I want to hear which ones this brings up for
All
you.
All right.
It's important to recognize.
That's why I got into comedy, to get out of emotions and feelings.
Well, we're getting back in.
All right.
We're growing, for God's sakes.
Alan.
We're growing like a dick in front of a pair of bear tits.
Bear tits?
B-A-R-E.
Oh, I see, I see. I was thinking The Revenant.
I don't think those have tits, those bears.
What, are you kidding? They got a milk.
They got nipples, maybe, or a uterus. What's the one, not a uterus?
Mammary?
No, it starts with a uterus.
Mulva?
No, with the little tongs where they suck out the dick.
Labia. Speculum.
Utter!
Utter!
Utterly!
Damn, utter confusion.
Yeah, uterus, utter. Are those related? Is that the root word?
I don't think so. Shellfish!
I think those must be different, because uterus is where the thing grows, and udder is, you suck off the dick.
Yeah,
I think it's
well,
dicks, right? Udder is dicks?
No.
I think it's a series of dicks, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, no, because you don't have to pleasure it to shoot it.
That's what you do, though. You fucking hang it.
I think you just squeeze it out like a bag of icing.
No, you gotta jerk a little bit.
I don't know if there's jerking. It's all pinchy.
Could you squeeze a dick to completion? Have you just did like a pulse 80 squeeze?
Nah, I don't think so. No, the girl would have to be really hot. But I used to jerk off with just my thumb and my
me too.
Two index forefingers.
I still jerk off thumb and forefingers.
Oh, really?
Like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you lotion?
Sometimes, if I lotion, I'll do the whole fist, but yeah. A lot of times I don't because I don't want to keep it next to the bed because I look like a creep.
Exactly. I keep it up to the bed, then I finish and I put it in the bathroom.
Yeah, you got to put it back in the bathroom. What's good for the bathroom is good for the banter.
And then I kept the, I jizzle over the towels and I put them in the tub and I just shower with them so then they kind of rinse on their own.
Oh, that's not bad.
Uh-huh.
I get a face cloth situation, and if not a face cloth, a paper towel. These people, they talk about tissues, but tissues come apart on
yes,
you.
Yes, you got a stick.
You got a tissue stick on
your belly.
Hawaiian map.
And it looks like your belly got cut itself shaving. Got all these little white dots everywhere, you know?
With the blood coming through.
Oh, a lot of blood.
So last night, I get home, and boy, I just had I've had a good streak of days. I'm in a good place with the mental, the Allen shit.
Uh-huh.
Really accepting, being connected to the things and the moments and that's the real key.
Connect.
You gotta connect with the people, and not just the people, but the feelings and the surroundings, and yes. You can really get into a groove that way.
I completely agree. You got to go in and be in the moment instead of going, what's up with the future? Oh, I hate that I said that 2 weeks ago. I'm gay. You know, you got to really just be in there.
You got to live in there and get in there.
Ooh, boy, hocking up a loogie.
I got to get some Tussin. Shake it up. More Tussin.
More Tussin. Broke my leg. Put Tussin on it.
So anyways, I've been really in the groove. So yesterday I went out and... Boy, I can't even remember what I did.
Come on, baby.
Oh, I did Bar Matchless. Well, I saw you.
Oh, that was great. A great little spotting.
Out in Brooklyn, spotting. Like the cum.
Uh-huh. No, that's a period.
No, I know, but I thought the shaving
blood,
thing.
The blood,
spotting.
Right,
well, it was a stretch.
Ah, vampire.
Watch the Michelle Wolf. I had a big day. I'll get into the whole...
I want to hear the whole day.
The whole night. Well, I went out and I had Bar Matchless. First, I went and ran an errand. For Sarah, she ordered a thing on Amazon. It came in broken.
Ah.
I had to go return it at the Home Depot, uh-huh. Which is always nervous because you feel like a real housewife returning a thing at
yes.
a store.
And you feel like it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. Exactly. So that's where this goes. So I have just a box and no like a receipt, like a shipping thing. And Sarah sent me off to do this. I said, I'll go do it so you don't have to do it. I'm trying to be a good man, you know.
Yeah, big man.
So I carry it through the thing. It's heavy. It's bulky. It's awkward. What is it?
What is it? Can I ask? Is
it's
it a toaster?
It's a bunch of pots.
Pots?
Blue pots that hold sugar and flour, I think. Maybe.
Oh, like a house thing.
Yeah, it's a house warming.
You're a pothead.
It's a houseware.
Aha.
So it's to piss in and throw it out the window.
There you go.
Is it hot in here or am I...
it's a little warm. Now? Might okay. be the Molly.
Okay. Well, anyways, I bring in the box to Home Depot, which they have one in Manhattan, pretty close to my house, actually.
Oh, 23rd Street.
No. There's one on 3rd Avenue and 60th. You get right off the end.
Is
it's
that
there,
right?
Next to Bloomingdale's.
I had no idea.
And City Cinema, the best cinema in the city, if you ask me.
So the straight women go in the Bloom, lesbians in the Home.
Yep. So I go into the Home, because I'm a lesbo. And I'm waiting in line, and there's an older, heavy-set Puerto Rican lady,
ooh-wee.
Which is like the old Patrice, but that's not who you want to talk to with a return.
No, not those hoops.
And she's like, the person in front of me, it's like the soup Nazi.
Oh, God.
She's like, get that shit out of here, motherfucker. We ain't taking that back. And I'm
oh,
in line
my God.
Going, I'm just shaking. I
yeah.
got piss coming down my leg. I'm wearing glasses. I have an overbite and
oh.
the pimple.
Oh, God. I'm there. The guy walks past. He's crying. I'm terrified already. That's all. She's all nails, baby.
It's like,
jeez,
this guy's got his eyes are all red and stuff, and his hair is a muck. And like, she's like, get your shit out of here, motherfucker. And I was like, oh my God, I should have brought Lewis for this.
Yeah.
And so I go up and I'm shaking, and the first thing I say is, my wife bought this on Amazon, and she's like, Amazon? We don't even sell off of no Amazon. She's like, you ain't get that shit from Amazon. Take that shit and shove it up your white ass.
You brought a box of pots to a knife fight. That's terrifying. Jesus, senorita.
So I was like, I just cleared the whole thing. I did a clear.
What do you mean a clear? You got a what do you call it, defibrillator?
I did.
This is like West Side Story.
I did a safe sign, a two-hand wave.
Oh.
Because she said, we don't got no Home Depot, motherfucker. This is Amazon. And I said...
You did a blackjack.
And I did this. I went, online.
Yeah.
She
yes.
got it online. Because I have a package thing that says Home... It has a Home Depot logo. It's got the logo, Mark.
Logo is big. It's a channel for women.
Logo is huge.
Or is it gays?
Same thing, if you ask me.
I think it's gays. Oxygen is women. Continue.
Oh, yeah. Oprah's a show, too.
Yes, Fat Ope.
Fat Ope.
Oprah Woo-hoo. And Anthony.
She is a Fat Ope. Now, that's a show.
That's a
it's
show.
A program.
Wow, I would kill to see that.
Kumi and Oprah. That would
yes.
be great.
Woo.
Everyone, world's... look under your seat. There's a hood for you.
Oh, man.
Ow,
worlds are colliding.
I'm dying.
Yes.
All right. I shouldn't have said hood. I mean, that made it sound like he's a, that, I think he's a
he would guy. Have Oprah on. He really would.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad about the joke where I said hood because I think he's a good guy.
Could be a hoodie.
A hoodie. Uh-huh. Sure. Well, I was trying to do like a racial thing and I went hood, but now people are going to be like, he's not a Klan member, you piece of shit. And I'm like,
right,
I don't get it. Although he has a good sense of humor. What are you writing down?
I just had an idea for a tweet.
Oh, all right.
All right. Continue.
anyways. So I hand her the box there, and she goes, I did the clear. I did the two-hand wave.
Two-hand wave. You're safe.
I said, hey, internet. Mm. She got it on the internet, which I know she got it on Amazon, because we had Amazon fucking gifts from the wedding.
Yes.
So I said, hey, good looking, internet. And then she said she took it, and then she scanned. She looked at the little packaging thing, and I'm just shaking. She doesn't say anything. And all of a sudden, she starts reading it. She's like, reading it out loud, broken or thing. She's like, it got broken when you got there? And I was like, it was broken when it got there. She's like, goes back, reading the thing. Then she slaps a big sticker on it, spanks the side of it, goes, boop. And she goes, it'll be back on your credit card in 2 days.
Wow.
And I went, oh, my God, thank you. And then I wanted to go, by the way, you cunt, we got it off of Amazon. You don't know what you're talking about, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
But I think what it is like Home Depot is not associated with Amazon, but this particular product is also sold at Home Depot, so they accept the return, I think.
I see.
I don't know how it went, but it was 100% from Amazon. But you have that ego thing where you want to be like, no, we got it on Amazon,
yes.
just so you know. But I said, I leave well enough alone. I got the hell out of there.
But
and it's back. It's safe at the end of the line.
I just hate the terrifying, the demeanor, the disposition where you just go up and you're shaking and you're nervous. You're like, I'm the customer. Why are you yelling at me? I'm trying to buy shit. I'm trying to give you money.
Well, that's like a remove from the customer. That's just like her. She was personalities. I don't like confrontation. I'm nervous. I'm gay. And she's like a powerhouse of a woman.
Right, right. Yeah, I just hate it. You know, you used to go in and you used to be like, hey, how you doing? They were like, hello, how are you? Fine, sir. And you go, hey, here's my ass. And they go, here's $20.
Well, if you go to fucking, you know, Missouri, that's how it is. I got a Bronx lady up here who's done taking shit.
Zoo York.
And they also have, they also have a...
that's what they call New York.
They also have, they're dealing with a bunch of assholes who are trying to rip them off and shit.
Yeah, I guess so.
And they probably get a lot of junkies who steal stuff and come back and try to get the cash.
Yes, the junkie.
Yeah, I used to work at Sears. We had several of those.
I guess you got to have a guard up. But it's just tough for squirrely guys like us who are nervous about a normal confrontation, let alone a Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Exactly. And then this wasn't even the story I was going to tell, by the way.
Well, we got
feelings.
Off.
I want the feelings. For this story. So anyways, I did that, but this is what I was going to ask. You ever have an errand done, and then you just want to celebrate?
Sure, you start drinking.
I was like, I'm going to go to the movies.
Wow.
I can do anything I want now. And
yes.
All I did was return a box.
I know.
But I'm like, I'm going to go to the movie, I'm going to get some candy, I'm going to have some fun.
Yeah, most people have a 9-to-5, where it's just working all day. You return one box, you're on the moon.
I was on the moon. I walked through the park at night, which I didn't do for years, because there was the Simon and Garfunkel song. I think it was a Garfunkel song, where he's like, Central Park. They say you shouldn't wander after dark.
Uh-huh.
And so for years, I was like, oh, you don't go in there after dark.
That's what did it, not the massive rapings and the wiling out.
Well, that was all 80s, baby.
Ah, pre-AIDS.
But nowadays, you can stroll through the park at night. It's well illuminated. Also, night is like 5 o'clock here.
Sure, sure.
So I went through a nice walk in the park at night, and there was like those wind shimmies where it's like...
Oh, I love the shimmy.
Leaves are flying. There was leaves coming from behind me because the wind was blowing at my back.
Ooh.
Like an Irish blessing.
Yes. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa puff. Shimmy, shimmy, rah.
Down by the brisket.
Nabisco.
Yeah, Nabisco.
Something.
Great movie.
Anyways, great movie.
The leaves would come over my back. It was very beautiful. Then I went up to the bank. That's a whole ordeal. Met up with Sarah, had a slice of pizza, went to Matchless, bumped into you.
Oh,
fun
yeah.
show.
Great
fun
show.
Great
surprisingly good.
Great talk with Becky. She's a good gal.
Love the Bexter.
We love you, Becky.
Big fan.
I believe she listened. She was the producer of the show at a time.
That's right.
Way back in the day.
You know, I talked to her after the show, and I was like, how much you make on the show? She's like, zero money. I was like, wow, she is really slugging it out, like, you know, like paying her dues.
Loves it.
Yes, she's a passionate lady. She loves comedy.
Passionate lady, give up your mouth. Is it give it up your mouth?
I don't know. Is that Tom Jones?
No, it's L.A. Woman, passionate lady. That might not be the same song, but it's The Doors.
Oh, okay.
I think he says, give up your mouth.
I could see it. He was a kook.
Yeah, he was a little kooky. Passionate lady.
You know, he was impotent.
How say that?
He couldn't get it up.
Oh, really?
That's like his big thing. He was like the wild, sexy, heterosexual, hot guy, but he couldn't get it up. It was like a fun little
Well, he's an
twist.
Alcoholic, you know.
Yeah, he's an alcoholic. I think he had some demons.
Yeah, and those leather pants can't help.
No, that'll cut off sperm.
Yeah, stretching out your dick.
Mm-hmm.
We should get leather pants. We should do a live show. You know, like, what's the show? Jay and Soder. What do you call it?
Bonfire?
Bonfire. They'll do like weird things. They'll dress up as cowboys.
Yes.
We should do a thing where we get leather.
I'm fine with leather.
Let's do a leather pants.
I can do leather shorts. Can you do shorts?
Sure.
All right.
That's a different look, though.
Yeah.
Leather pants is like rock and roll.
Right. Well, maybe I'll go shorts assless.
Oh, that's fun.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, so here's the gist of the dick. So I do matchless. I go back home. I take an Uber home. It's like 15 minutes. I'm back at my house. I order a pizza, a Domino's. I feel bad, but sometimes Domino's is just easy. I hit three buttons on my phone.
Yeah.
And then these local places close early.
And it tastes good.
It tastes good.
People go nuts with the pizza. I hate it. Oh, you got to get local. Papa John sucks. I go pizza. Like, ah, shut up. It's all pizza.
It's pizza. So anyways, I ordered the Domino's. We're hanging out. Sarah and I are chatting. We're getting ready to watch the Wolf special.
Yes.
We're bullshitting. She's cooking. She's cooking her, you know, lunch for today, last night. I ordered the pizza. So then this is the thing I want to get your feelings on, your emotions.
I can't wait.
The doorbell, the buzzer rings. Bzzz. I open the door. I got $4 tip. Nice tip,
That's
by the way.
That's a hell of a tip.
For just one pizza.
Just the tip.
I like to give Bobby Kelly just the tip.
Is that his album?
That was his album.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Back in the day.
Ah, I gotta watch that.
So I got the four. Nah, you don't. All right. I got the four. I'm joking. It's great. It's special to me.
Mo.
It just felt like a good line. So I got the four singles. I'm getting ready to tip. I open the door. Fine Indian gentleman. He gives me the pizza. I put the pizza on the table. He gives me the receipt. I sign cash in the tip area.
Yes.
Write down the total. Hand him back the receipt and the pen. I say, have a good day there. Fella.
Yeah, yeah, easy.
Shut the door. Throw the money back on the table. I wasn't even thinking. I didn't even realize.
You didn't tip?
I never handed him the money.
Oh!
So then, listen to this.
You look like a cunt.
Several minutes passes. I get the pizza. I get a slice. I put it on a plate. I get a napkin. I walk over the couch. I sit down on the couch. So, I mean, realistically, probably 80 seconds have passed.
Okay.
And I hear this.
Wow, the sheepish knock.
A sheepish knock.
Bad.
And I go, what's up with the sheepish knock? What? Who is this?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, the guy left 9 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
I open the door, and he's a middle-aged, wonderful Indian gentleman. He goes, I just wanted to ask, you wrote cash on the receipt, but you didn't give me any cash. And I was like, no, I didn't give you cash. And he's like, no, you're holding cash, and I feel bad. I don't know. And I looked over the table, and I see it just folded up there. And I was
wow.
like, oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I grabbed him the cash. I gave it to him. I'm like, so sorry. He's like, I'm sorry at the knock. I just didn't know. So this poor guy
wow.
was sitting in my hallway for like 3 minutes being like, should I go? What do I do? I need
wow.
to. I make a living. My kid is dying.
Yes. He's got AIDS. You know what's fascinating is you were the Puerto Rican in this situation. He was you.
No, but I was docile. He was me, but I wasn't the Puerto Rican.
Well, you're not a Puerto Rican, but I mean, he was scared. He was the scared one.
He was the scared one.
Yes.
That's why I felt for him. I
yes.
felt sad. I told Sarah, she got teared up. Sarah.
Wow.
Because we're similar personalities. How many times in your life have you been like, ah, fuck it, I don't need the $4.
I know.
But he needs it. He's
he
like,
needs
I need
it.
The $4, for God's sake.
Wow. Well, gee, good for him. If you're listening, Harumph or whatever your name is, well done on the sheepish knock.
Yeah, it was a sheepish knock, and you could tell that he was dying in there.
Yes.
You could see he was just sitting in the hallway. I picture him like with his back against the thing, and he does that slow thing where you slink down the fucking
right,
wall,
right.
And then he's just sitting there crying. And
yeah,
he's like, I got a knock.
Right, he's looking at a picture of his daughter. She's got like a graduation cap on.
Yeah, he had the angel and the devil, or whatever they believe in, the monkey and the thing.
I think it's an elephant.
Yeah, the monkey and the elephant, and he's just going, should I go or do I not? And he did.
He did.
And I wish I gave him more money. I wish I gave him $1,000, this guy, the poor guy.
I thought that's what you were going to say. Just open your wallet out of guilt. Here you go, asshole. Take it all.
I should have invited him in to fuck my wife.
Yes, they like that in that culture. It's arranged.
Is that real?
Yeah,
is
maybe.
Is that real? I don't know.
Well, that's funny you say that because I went on my first date ever with a girl when I was like 11 or whatever. And we went out to eat. And, you know, you don't have a lot of experience going out to restaurants as a kid. And we go to the sushi joint. which I don't know anything about sushi. I'm a New Orleans idiot, drunk kid on a date. I pay the bill, and it was one of those restaurants where you pay the bill at the counter, not at the table. So that was, you know, that was all new to me. And I pay the bill, and I leave, and I go, all right, how about that? And a guy runs out in an apron and a little hat, and he goes, sir, I hate to ask you. He's like an old Asian guy, and he goes, these women work really hard. He's in broken English, like, they work hard, they don't know what the, but, da, da, da. And I was like, yeah, what? And I'm with the girl, and he goes, could you leave a few dollars that you're supposed to tip? And I was like, oh, my God. I didn't even think about it. I gave the guy like $400. I felt so bad. And also, I was in front of the girl, too, so I wanted to look cool. But, yeah, I felt horrible. It stayed with me. That was like 20 years ago.
Wow.
Still with me.
Sorry. Still with. Talk to Alan.
I might bring it up tomorrow.
You got to put that bag down, baby.
I know.
You gave it the tip.
I did give the tip, but he had to run out with the apron on. It was brutal.
Just the tip. Robert Kelly, Comedy Central Records. That probably came out in 06 or something like that. Hell of a special.
Wonder what the weight was then.
It was a fun YouTube bonus of him and Quinn. We watched it the other day.
Oh, wow.
I watched it a long time. They're at Colin's old apartment, and they're like throwing shit at each other. It's really funny.
Now, let me ask you, what was the Wolf special? Did she have a fun intro?
I mean, it was a cool intro, but there was no sketch or anything. It's just like her kind of pacing around backstage. So we sat down, we had our pizza, we watched the Wolf special. Nice lady, HBO. Check it out.
Check it out, folks. Hilarious.
And this thing is hot.
Hot. She's going to be a household anal, if you ask me.
Household anal, without question. I think she's going to be that. You know what I think she's going to be? She's going to be like a cartoon Pixar star.
Oh.
She's going to play a fish or whatever.
The Voice.
The Voice is big. And
she's got the hair. She's very brandable, very recognizable. I could see a silhouette of her.
The Sneaks.
The Sneaks, too.
My God, the Sneaks. And yes. The jokes.
Yeah, the jokes are great. Great writer, great comic.
And great jokes.
You know, this isn't one of those, she's funny for a woman. She's a killer. She's a beast. Check her out.
She's a killer queen.
Not by the guillotine.
Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Anytime.
She actually has the same hair as Brian May, the guitarist, the queen.
Ah, that's good.
Pull up Brian May, would you, Shelby?
There we go.
Just for us.
Fiery orange.
Well, his was black. Hers was orange.
But in the silhouette, it'll all come together.
Yeah, it will.
So if you like jokes and you like freckles, get on there, folks.
I'll tell you, I was Saturday night, I was at Bananas, Bananas. Couple of Tuesdays, thanks for coming.
Hasbrook. How's that room?
Pretty good.
All right.
New ownership.
You got that right.
So I searched Michelle Wolf on Twitter to see what was shaking, and I mean, the reviews are through the roof.
Yeah.
There wasn't a bad tweet in the bunch.
No, she's a monster, she's a killer, she's a good comic, and I wish the women would support her a little more. Huh? How about that?
Yeah, a little quiet on the woman front.
Yes, all you talk about, we need more women, we need more women. Well, you got a great one. How about a little support, a little help?
Well, what are you going to do?
Just saying. It's all very confusing. Men are scum.
Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
So how does that feel? How did it make you feel with the Indian guy?
It kills
me. The emotions.
Kills me. I feel for the guy. I relate to that guy. I am that guy.
Yes, we are that guy.
I used to deliver pizza, and it sucks.
Yeah, you get nervous, and in the tip, you want to say something, but you can't say anything, and he saw me holding the money. I had the money in my hand, so I think he was like, it's got to be a mistake. I think he's a good guy. He had glasses.
Yes.
And
no mouth.
He went with it.
Good for him. I tell you, I'll, this is proof that I feel for that guy. I was out with the lady in a diner in New Orleans at like 4 in the morning. We had a couple pops. And I saw this table. I don't want to say the clientele, but they were very rambunctious and ordering the waiter around like, man, I need this, I need that. And the guy was like running back and forth. And they'd be like, this steak sucks. What are you doing? Can I get a new steak? And this poor kid. And then he brought the bill. They paid it with cash. Then I saw them leave. The boy waiter comes back, like this young kid, acne, gay. He comes back, he opens the book, and you can see him just go, oh.
Ah.
Like, completely defeated, and it killed me!
No tip!
I'll take a shit on someone's front door. I don't think twice about it. This poor kid probably got, like, $2 on, like, 80, and I wanted to kill myself.
What was the shit in the front door part?
I'm just saying, I have weird, I don't have remorse for that. But this kid.
Oh, I see.
That fucks me up.
Oh, so you're saying you don't mind shitting on a door.
Yes.
But the kid with no tip bums you out.
I could piss in a child's face, feel nothing. But that this would, poor kid, that bothered me.
That would be fun if you could somehow get permission from the kid. Just say, this isn't abuse, it's just fun. guess and then so. You just whack him all over the face with the pee. That might be fun.
And he's just got to take it. You tie his hands up or something, you know. He's got to open his mouth. Oh, that would be a good time.
Yeah, why not?
It's like a carnival trick.
Well, maybe we do it to Vitor. He can consent, and he's babyish.
He needs a little pee.
You got to shave him and put a wig on.
I'm down. Hold a big lollipop.
I'm bummed you're missing the holiday. We're having a holiday get-together.
I'm in old Chicopee, Mass.
Oh, Chicopee.
You been there?
Oh, many times.
The native room?
Oh, yeah, the room. Okay. It's a big old room. It can be good, and I haven't done it in years, though, so who knows?
Talk to Bulger about it. It's a real dice roll.
It's a dice roll.
He said he might come out, and I was like, don't come out. It's an eight-hour drive. What are you, crazy?
Dice roll sounds like what you ordered on that date. I'll have a dice roll.
Aha.
Oh, one dice roll.
Yes, I got a dice roll, and no tip.
All right. Well, what have you been up to over there, Mark?
I watched half the Wolf special. I got to finish it, but I was in San Francisco, one of my favorite cities. I love that town.
Joey Avery?
Well, he showed up.
All right.
I got him a guest set. But I got to tell you, it was very forced. I felt a little pressure from everybody coming down on me. Hey, you going to book Avery? What about Avery? How's Avery doing? You got Big Joe on the show? Yeah, we got Joe on the show. Leave me alone.
I love Avery.
Yeah, well, it was
handsome
a lot of
kid.
Pressure. He's very handsome.
Very
what is
funny.
He, 21?
If that.
He's a young whipper.
Young buck, tan, cock. Great joke.
Is that right?
I threw that part out there. You never know. I should take it back. I mean, it's...
Yeah, baby's got a tan cock.
Could be harassment. I don't know what's what.
Oh, he's fine. So we get there. I, of Woo! Course... What the hell happened? I had a whole string of events here. Let me try to really paint an anal here.
You got to check a note? You got a note?
No, I got it all up all top. Right. It's all in the attic. So... go out to San Francisco. Oh, here we go.
Oh, it is.
I'm
I felt
big,
the click.
I'm a big Newark fag now. I love Newark.
Newark?
Love Newark.
Oh, the airport. You're close.
I'm 25 minutes away by car.
You got
to
go.
I used to hate Newark because you just think mentally it's in another state to cross the river. Oh,
I know,
the tunnel.
You're right by the tunnel there.
Right by the tunnel. So I get there in like 26 minutes. Zing, zang, zow. There's no traffic. I'm in Newark. I get my seat. You never have that thing where you buy the seat. My manager is very on top of travel, so I buy the seats like 2 months in advance. You don't even think about it. I get through it. I'm clear, by the way. You ever do clear?
No, I'm not clear. I'm pre-check.
Pre-check's better because it's all the time, but clear, when it happens, it's a godsend.
Mm-hmm.
You basically just put your fingers on this thing. You finger a machine. You sniff your fingers. Then they walk you all the way up to the buckets in the security.
The buckets?
You know, the bin.
Oh, the bins.
Yes. Drop
it's a bin,
in a bucket.
Not a bucket.
All right, it's a bin.
Bucket confused me. I thought I was flying wrong.
Bin, dear Liza, dear Liza. All right, there's a hole in the bin.
Ah, hole in the bucket.
Thank you.
There we go.
So they walk you right up. You feel like a dick. It's like the fast pass at Disneyland. You know, you're like, hey, easy chumps, get out of my way.
Uh-huh.
So I get my seat on the old aeroplane, and it was 30D. So you're like, 30D, I am way back there.
But it was bra size.
It was one of these huge planes, though, where there was, like, first class with the laydown, less first class, well, I guess was business, and then it started at 30.
Oh!
So I'm the first guy next to first class. I got a meal. I got a TV. I got all kinds of goodies.
Nice.
Which I didn't realize when I booked the ticket. I mean, this must have been a pretty penny, but I booked it so far in advance. So the lady goes, you want vegetarian or you want the steak?
Oh.
And I go, well, what's the vegetarian? She goes, it's penne a la vade. And I go, oh, I do like that. But I'll take the steak just because I'm not a douche. So I take the steak. I notice the lady next to me is doing a crossword, and she's in there. And she goes, no meal. I'm good. And I go, feel free to kick me in the taint here, but can I have her meal? And she goes, yeah, I guess so. So I'm eating two meals.
Wow.
I'm living it up.
Double meal Mark.
That's me, baby. Two meal. Norman. So get to San Francisco. Take a little nap. The show's there. It was a Wednesday to Sunday, which is a long haul.
I got one of those coming up this week.
Ooh, it's a long haul. Luckily, it's a great city, but a lot of comics came out. We almost sold out every show. We hit three bonuses. I mean, we are cooking, baby.
Wow.
It's all paying off. So just had a great weekend. And how about this? My agent, God bless her, she hits me up on Thursday morning, and she goes, hey, you want to open for Dimitri Martin tonight at the Masonic Temple?
Wow.
And I go, wow, I love Dimitri Martin. I would love to, but how's that going to work? She goes, well, you're going to go on at 8. You're going to do 15 minutes. You're going to get the hell out of there and go straight to the punchline, and hopefully you make it. So I was like, oh, geez. So I go, hey, Joey Avery, Avery! You're doing a guest set to buy me some time.
All right, Avery.
So it all worked out. And he was there every night. A lot of comics hung out. Just a lot of Tuesdays. We got some fans out there.
All right.
So, yeah, boy, I got to tell you, I get to the Masonic Temple. Beautiful, like downtown San Francisco. Beautiful room, 2,000 seats, sold out, Dimitri Martin. So I'm just back there, and I'm looking for all the food. You know, I always like craft service or whatever the hell they have, the rider. And there's no food there.
Double meal mark?
Yeah, I'm starving. Just looking for that grub. And then the Live Nation guy comes up and he goes, you want to meet Dimitri? And my first thought is, you know, low self-esteem. I go, nah, I don't want to bug him. And he's like, nah, come meet him. I'm like, ah, he probably hates me. You know, he doesn't like my comedy probably. So I go in there. We end up talking for an hour and a half.
Oh,
great
boy.
Guy.
I bet. Comics like talking to comics.
He loved it. And, he's got like, you can tell he's kind of out of the loop a little bit because he's been on the road and he's like, comedy today sucks. It's all preachy and this and that. I was like, yes, yeah. Like, he gets it. He's like, that's why I just do jokes. I'm not one of these guys who talked all about like the sexual shit and the scandals and stuff. He gave me a lot of history about New York. It was great.
Scandals and Animals.
That's it. That's his album. So, yeah, then I did the set, and he has got the hottest crowds. I mean, they're just quiet, smart comedy fans who listen, and they catch every tag, every subtlety. Killer!
Boy, that sounds nice.
So nice. And then I was like, do you want me to bring you up? And he's like, no, you just say thanks and come off, and then the house mic will bring me up. And then he had some gold. He's got 160 jokes to fill an hour.
Wow, that's a lot of jokes.
He showed me his pad. It was insane. Maxi.
Does he read off the pad?
He keeps it on there in case, but he's got it down.
Wow.
He does chunks, and it'll be like juice stuff, anal, jizz, the whole thing.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. It's just joke. And so he's got a Netflix thing. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but fuck it. So then I get in a car. I got a runner. Don't you love having a runner?
A runner?
Yes.
Like
a road
Braveheart.
Runner. Huh?
Braveheart. Williams. Our runners are approaching.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for a war?
Yes. They'll never take our jizz. So I jump in the car. He hauls me out to the old Punchline. Sold out Punchline Friday night. The guy is on stage, Forrest Shaw. Great opener. Check him out. Open for Jim Jeffries and Bill Burr. This guy's killer.
Say his name again.
Forrest Shaw.
How do I... Four?
Forrest.
Forrest.
Like Gump.
Shaw. I see. Okay,
like
I got
Shawshank.
You. Like Forrest Whitaker.
Yes.
And Robert Shaw.
There you go. Two of your favorite movies.
Which ones?
Forrest Gump and Shawshank.
Oh, same year.
Is that right?
Yeah, they were up against each other.
Wow. I feel like Shawshank got swept under the dick a little.
Well, it's a great film, but it was the same year as Pulp Fiction and Forrest Gump. That's some tough
sledding. Was that? That was 94.
94. Quiz Show was another big movie that year.
And I think Lion King.
Maybe Lion King.
Might have been in that Hakuna Matata pot.
Don't know if I'm putting that in the same group as those.
Wow, I think it's pretty good for an old anime.
Yeah, I suppose.
All right. Same old story, though. The dad dies. We get it. All right. So, then the punchline was hot. And then these kids go, hey, you want to come out with us? And I go, I've had 16 whiskeys. Fuck it. So I go to the marina, which is like the hip, rich area.
Ooh.
In San Francisco. I'd never been before. And I like to soak it up and see what the city's like down in the bowels. Like, not just like, oh, let's go to the Eiffel Tower and suck a dick on the bridge. I want to see what the kids are doing.
That's in Paris.
Ah, Texas. So I get down to this party, and it's like tech guy, all tech. And they're like all tall, blonde guys with 8 buttons open, you know, on the button down.
Oh, yeah.
And the women
sexy.
There are gorgeous. And I'm like, this is so crazy. It's not me. They're all rich. You open the fridge. It's like all the best beers and liquors and all this shit. You're like, wow, they have food everywhere. These people are rich. They know how to, they play hard.
Well, San Fran's like the most expensive city in the world now, I think.
That's right. The rents are bananas.
Yep.
And
that's
so.
That's where I was.
Yeah. So we, I got pretty sloppy there and fell asleep. At the party.
Oh,
I'm that
geez.
Guy. I'm the old drunk guy at the party. It was so embarrassing. These are all 21, 22. I'm 34 with a bottle of hooch in my hand, laid on the couch, drooling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rip Van Double Meal.
Yes. So then but here's the clinker.
All right.
This was Thursday night. I have press Friday.
Oh, the press.
So I had to, but the press in San Fran is weird because you have to, it's at noon and 4:00.
Oh, which is not so bad.
Not so bad, but when you go to bed at 6 and you're not at your house and you're hungover, it was a whole, I had to get back, like Uber back to the hotel, wash up, then go to press, and then just like suck it up through press. Then you try to sleep after the noon press to get up for the 4 presses. It was a whole rigmarole.
Plus the lag.
No lag. No, big lag.
Big lag.
3-hour lag.
Yes.
Yeah. So, it was just crazy. But we got through it, and the press was fine. They're all very nice out there. These Westerners are just a little more laid back.
Laid back, and they're doing well, and it's a fun city, and they won the World Series a couple times.
Yeah, and I got to say, by the way, Giants, can I ask you, is this silly? You know, people have a problem with the Redskins and the Braves and all that. That's offensive.
Uh-huh.
Giant may be offensive to little people.
Maybe.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Could be.
Because the Braves and the Reds, at least they're rooting for them.
Right.
You know? Maybe it's a stretch.
Could be a stretch, but maybe the Giants would be more offended, because there's giganticism.
Aha! Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? There's some people out there that are too big for their britches. They
Andre.
Might be upset.
Andre!
Yes, if he was alive.
Yes.
He's from France.
What about that guy from My Giant with Billy Crystal?
Oh, yeah. Which one was that? That was, wasn't that Manute Bol or one of those guys?
Yao Ming?
George Stephanopoulos. That was something.
Wow, that was crazy. Holy shit.
George Murasam. I think it might have been Murasam.
Wow,
Shelby's saying yes.
Shelby was giving you the heads up.
I think Shelby doesn't feel like looking it up, so he's just going to say yes.
Good call.
It was him. All right.
And
then Paris Can Wait was another movie. Not Paris Can Wait. Forget Paris was a Billy Crystal.
Yes, and Meg
joint.
Ryan joint. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had a role thing. They had a whole thing for a minute.
She was hot, and then she did the face thing, and it's no good.
What was she thinking with the face? She's leather face now.
Yeah, she's a kook.
Kook? I'd still, rail her.
Yeah, with her permission.
Sure, consensual. It's my favorite kind. So, all the shows were great. Nothing like hitting a bonus, you know? The staff's great. Got drunk with the staff pretty much every night. And I got a lot of Chipotle. I ate Chipotle every single day I was there. And really, really had a great time. Thank you, San Fran.
Any Chinese?
Not a lick.
Oh, wow.
Not a Rick.
What about Coppola's? You got to go to Coppola's place next time.
Who?
Francis Ford.
Ah.
He's got an Italian joint where he runs the Zoetrope business upstairs.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Oh. What do you got?
Do you have more?
Well, I went out the last night, then I took the flight back, and I was all excited to get the meals again. Now this time I'm in 30J. I'm in the back of the plane.
30J?
Yeah, I got screwed. Even bigger tits.
That's a lot of J's.
Yeah, so I was way in the back, and I got no meal, and I hated myself, and I was so hungover, and I took a bunch of sleeping pills, and it was all gravy, but just good to be back in the goddamn Big Apple.
What, did you get back yesterday?
Yeah, I got back Sunday. No, Monday.
Oh, wow, we missed you. We had a fun night Sunday. We had a hell of a cellar hang.
I'm dying to hear about it.
Yeah, we had Sam Morril, Adrian Appalucci, Anthony DeVito, Ari Shaffir, and one Louis C.K.
Whoa! Come on!
Back at the cell for a brief few minutes.
Good to have him back.
Just for a few. We felt it out, and it was good to have it. I think it felt good to have some normalcy for a moment.
Yes.
To say, hey.
Isn't that bananas? God, his legend is like tiptoeing at a comedy club. Isn't that crazy?
It's kooky dooky. And I said, hey, Sam, shooting a special next week. And then Louis gave him a bunch of advice, which worked out. So we gave him some advice and put his jacket on, get the hell out of there. But
love to hear this advice, by the way.
Great to see Lou. And Sam Morril is shooting his special. Well, I guess he shot it yesterday.
The 11th. Yeah.
So, boy.
Check that out when it comes out.
That's
going to
be something.
2040.
Comedy Central, Amy Schumer produced, Sam Morril. Boy, is he a hot commodity, that guy.
Killer act, just funny, original, dark, and gay.
Yes, he is.
Big Jew.
How about this? Speaking of San Francisco and Asians, I'm on the train the other day. This is a fun, weird thing that happened. I'm on the subway coming home on the old N train, and it's a pretty sparse train.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a young, handsome Asian fella, and he's young, probably 21, and he must have been hammered in a blackout.
Uh-huh.
And he's falling asleep. You know that like crazy, like cannot keep your eyes open?
Yes.
He's falling asleep and like he starts to like tip over and then he catches himself and he'll like open his eyes for a moment and then like he'll sit up and start dozing off. The head bar and it's
what,
like.
What time of night are we talking?
Like 12 o'clock.
Oh,
but it looked
early.
Like he went to like a holiday company party. He had a suit on and like the long, he had a briefcase.
Open bar, I'm sure.
Yes. And so he just couldn't keep it. And I wish I had time-lapsed it, because it would have been a great time-lapse video of him, like, Fast forward, just because he went left, he went right, he's bumping into everyone. And then a good Samaritan gets on at 59th and Lex, Latina fella. He's listening to his music. He pulls one earmuff off and he goes, hey, man, what stop are you? You're falling asleep. You got to wake up. He's like, shook him.
Wow.
And I was like, this guy's like bold.
I love it.
But he was nice.
Nice and bold.
He said, what's your stop? And the kid was like, Queens Bar. And like passed out again. He's like, all right, I got you, bro.
What a guy.
He's like, it's the next stop. I got you.
I wonder if he was an alcoholic.
I don't know. I think he was
Latino.
Like, maybe. But then sitting next to him on the other side is like a big black MTA guy.
Uh-oh.
The construction boots and like the uniform, the whole thing. And he's like a big guy. And you could tell he was done with his day.
Those guys don't play.
He said, I worked a long day. So at one point, the Asian guy fell asleep on him. And the guy just kind of gave him a shoulder like, hey. And he wasn't mean. He was just like, I don't land on me.
Stern.
Yeah, so he landed on the other. He was bouncing back and forth between, Latino and black. It was like a little community college Instagram video.
Right, yeah.
But this guy couldn't keep his eyes open, so we get to Queens Bar. It's a long ride underneath.
Sure.
And the Latino guy goes, hey, man, get up. You got to wake up. This is your stop. And then the MTA guy even got in. He's like, bro. And then the doors are like open for this whole period of time. And I'm like, you got time, you gotta move,
go, baby.
But he couldn't keep his eyes open. I mean, he kept open his eyes. He's like, oh yeah, thanks. And then he stands up and I'm like, the doors are gonna close.
Kick that motherfucker.
Go, baby, go.
Yes.
And so then they're like, go, you gotta go. And then he forgot his briefcase.
Dun,
like,
da, da, da,
yes. Da, 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 he had to like turn back. And the guy's like, get the briefcase. Get the hell out of here. So I hold the door. I said, I got to participate.
You're short round.
I grabbed the two hands because I'm sitting in the seat. So yes. I got my foot up on the pole.
Look at this.
Two hands. I'm holding the door. I'm like, I got to keep this thing open, baby.
Wow. We got a black, a Latino, a whitey, and an Asian. It's the UN.
And he's stumbling like limp Jim Morrison. He's kind of going over there like, give up your mouth.
At the doors.
Yes. He's coming in. The doors of perception are closing. And so he finally stumbles off and he goes, boom, boom. The door's closed right behind him, and as we're pulling away, he's sleeping on his feet. He's just like at Queensboro.
He needs another Latina to help him there.
And then we all made eye contact. I looked at the MTA black guy. He just like did like an eye roll and put his head down. And then the Latino guy, they're very funny people. He had the headphone off and he goes, Godspeed, my friend.
Wow.
And he put the thing back on. We all went back to our own business.
Wow, that's New York, baby.
We teamed up to get this sleepy Asian off the train, and he might be dead now. I mean, like, he was really out on his feet, as they say.
But he got the briefcase.
He probably would have been better off just sleeping on the train until he woke up somewhere.
Yeah.
But then you get robbed. I mean, that briefcase isn't going to be there long. But.
Well, he might take a topple down those stairs. Those stairs are no joke in Queens.
I know, and the 7 train. Maybe he got on the 7. I don't know. I mean, he was... But it was nice. We all sort of were like, get this guy off the track. But there was part of us like, let's help him, but also like, get this guy out of here.
Yeah. Wow. It's a lot of sake.
But I was like, I've never been that sleepy. You either pass out, but he was just like bobbing and it was crazy looking.
I've been that guy. But nobody helped me, I'll tell you that.
Nope.
I tell you about the time I used to pass on the train like weekly because I had such a booze problem. And I woke up and there was a guy's hand in my pocket.
You told me. You told it.
Pretty wild. They used to do the X-Acto knife. They would cut the iPhone outline out of your dungaroos there and just snip it. You'd never wake up.
Nice of them to not cut your dick off.
I guess they could circumcise you on accident, maybe. Yeah. That'd be a help.
Or by accident.
Ah, shit. Is it by?
I think it's by. I'm by.
But it's on purpose.
On purpose, by accident. That's interesting.
I think it'd be on purpose, on accident. Why wouldn't they go together?
I don't know, but definitely not on accident.
All right.
By purpose. You know what I just learned recently? Yesterday. This is true. I mean, you're going to think I'm full of shit, but this is true. There's like a ad at Starbucks that says bystander. For some reason, I thought it was bystander my whole life.
What the hell's bystander?
An innocent bystander.
Oh, you thought it was a D.
I thought it was standard. I don't know why. I thought it was the bystander.
Oh, weird.
I don't know why.
The bystander, I guess, is...
Elton John?
He's full gay.
All right.
Who's a bi?
Boy, it's hard to know who's bi. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Tom Hardy, maybe?
Oh, he might be bi.
I think he dabbled in the gay area.
Yeah, he gets mad when you bring it up, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I would too if I was...
It makes sense, because all these people go, well, you know what? Jeez, I don't want to get into the whole political thing, but you know, everybody goes, men and women are the same, but we need a female president. Well, if we're the same, why do we need a female president?
Hmm. I'm not sure I follow your logic on that one.
Well, you always hear, you know, men and women, what's the deal? We're all the same, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know, feminism. So then why do we need a female president?
I see.
You know, if we're all the same, why do we need a female writer? I'm not saying we shouldn't have them, but I'm just saying, what's the point if they're all the same?
I got you. I think...
we're not all the same. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I get confused about the whole thing.
We're not the same, but we should be equal.
I try to just treat everyone the same way. I try to be nice to everybody.
You can't treat everyone the same, because I'll credit card swipe Sam, but I won't do it to a lady.
Right.
So... different but equal, that's all.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's the move.
Try to just be nice. Yeah, everyone be nice. Take care of each other and...
And they say, you can't profile, but I hate that straight white male. Well, that's profiling.
Yeah, there's a lot of male bashing out there.
Yeah.
What can you do?
And it's, I don't see color, but there's not enough diversity. And you're like, well, which one is it?
I try to just avoid all the... I don't wish to engage in any controversy any longer. I'm trying to stay away from the old internet.
It's tough. It's all toxic.
Yes, it is. How about this? This happened on the train the other day, too. This is... I was like a packed train. I had my back... Not packed, but it was full. It was people who were standing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my backpack on, and then I got out of the way of a person. I moved. But when I moved, a piece of my backpack caught a guy's headphone wire.
Oh, yeah.
And I turned, and it just pulled it out of his ear. And he was like, whoa!
Wow.
And then I felt bad. We had to, like, untangle it together. And then I was like, I'm so sorry. I feel terrible. And he was like, oh, yeah. He just gave, like, a hand up, don't shoot thing. He was like, hey.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than the guy who gets way too angry about shit like that. And you're like, all right, take it.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't mean to rip your headphones out of your asshole.
It is jarring, though. I've had mine ripped out, and you're like, God damn, it really rips.
Oh, there's a jar, baby. Well, hey, let me tell you where I'm going to be. Can I do that?
Please.
What an F, may I say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not Chicago. Starting to... No,
what?
No. I'm already... Just got back from Chicago. Wait, no. Yes, Chicago.
Chicago. That's our biggest market.
Starting tomorrow, I'm in Rosemont.
Ah, the subs.
Starting tomorrow, I'll be in Rosemont Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Come on out.
There you go.
Zany's, Rosemont, right by the old airport. I think it's nice. I think it's a big mall area.
You never been?
I've never been to Rosemont.
Great room, great people. Just kind of, it's kind of the upscale area of Chicago.
Well, this isn't Chicago. This is Rosemont.
So. I know, but it's like the suburb.
Oh, okay.
Of it's kind of like the Marin County of Chicago.
Oh, I see. But it's right across the street from the airport, I believe, which is nice.
It's close, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm doing that. I'll be there starting tomorrow through Saturday. Please come out and let's fuck. And then...
Aha.
Vermont Comedy Club, Burlington, Vermont. Have you heard all these dates already? December 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Go on to merchpump.com. Get your Tuesday shirt. We got some new shirts in the making, so cooking. And they got the truth shirt. The You Know What Dude. Check. I'm going to be back on the You Know What Dude on the regs now. I had a bunch of dentist appointments. So check out Bobby's podcast, Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast. I'm back, baby. Check out the truth t-shirt. Madison is coming up January 11th through the 13th. Denver with Ari. You've heard all these dates already. I'm opening for Ari on his New England section of his tour the weekend after that. Stress Factory, February 1st through the 3rd. Don't forget Poughkeepsie, Mark and I, January 5th. Let's sell that out. I mean, they made a cool poster.
Yes.
Coming back to Key West in February. We'll both be at Moon Tower in Austin. And when I announced my Moon Tower, a bunch of people were like, I wish Mark was there. That's gay that he's not going to be there. But you're there.
I'm there, and I'm queer.
And we're going to do a live Tuesday. So come from Dallas. Come from Houston. You know what the best city in Texas is. You know it. It hurts you. Get in the car. Drive to the best goddamn city in Texas. Come to Moon Tower. Let's fuck. We'll do a live pod. It's going to be hot to trot.
Yes, live pod.
And then the week after that, I'll be in Tacoma on Thursday and Friday, the 26th and 27th of April. By the way, Moon Tower is the 19th or the 21st in April. And then I'm in Spokane, Washington.
Boy, oh boy, you got some good clubs here, fatty.
Gonzaga. And then my birthday, April 5th, 6th, and 7th. Maybe my best favorite club in the whole country is the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase.
Ooh-ah!
That's as good as it gets, so come out to that. And way off in the distance, we got Winnipeg in May, Side Splitters in May with Canner. Come out to that. I'll be in Paris on vacation. Don't come to that.
Paris, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, you can get cheap flights. I don't want to say the dates I'm in Paris because I don't want anyone showing up at the Eiffel.
Well, let me ask you this. You got an Airbnb anal?
Oh, I got a hotel.
Oh, all right.
I like to throw the money around and suck my own dick.
I've noticed. Well, speaking of throwing money around, I'm in Albany this week. So come out to the Funny Bone all weekend. Please come out. Tell a friend. Then we're at Mohegan Sun for New Year's. Lord knows we need you on that one, folks.
Stop saying we. They're going to think we.
Oh, sorry. I mean, the we, collective we, whatever you call it.
The French we, the Riviera.
Yes, we.
You will be there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll be there. Then I'm, as we said, I'm at the Poughkeepsie on the 5th with the fat kid himself.
We
will be there. Then Good Nights in Raleigh. Never Woo-wee. Been. Dying to go. Oh, big fan. I hear a lot of Tuesdays chanting for us, so I'll be there. Then it's Groundhog Day. Then I'm at Dr. Grin's in Feb. Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo. Helium in Philly the next week. Check the schedules. Charlotte Comedy Zone. That's a fun city. Chris Allen's going to be open for me. Laughing Skull Lounge in Atlanta. One of my faves. Comedy Attic in Bloomington. Moon Tower. You know it. Oh, I'm doing that Long Island movie show.
Oh, I love that show.
I'm looking forward to that. And, yeah, Bananas in Hasbrook, Jersey, come on out. Magoobies back in Baltimore, so you know it, you love it, you're gay, praise Allah, thanks for listening. Tell a friend, we'll get some t-shirts out there, yell at Chipotle, you got time to go eat Chipotle?
Yeah, I think we got time.
Let's do it.
Got time and time to wait for tomorrow.
See you, Chipotle, we eat you every day, suck our dicks, give us a card, gah, what are you doing to us?
Take care of each other out there. It's the holiday season.
Yes.
Give some things to people.
Yeah, go to Amazon. Return to Home Depot. Suck my asshole, and we'll see you all in hell. Thank you.
Got to plug my phone in.
That's the worst.